Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur on the sugya of Bori Veshema B'Knas. And we've already seen the flaws of Mitaras Hashem. The Yisod HaDvarim is, we saw in Tosis that Tosis wanted to say that the klal of Bori Veshema Bori Yodiv applies to Knossos as well. And the kasha therefore is, so then how can it be that Modu B'Knas is Pater if Kenegdo is a Bari? If you say Bari B'Shem or Bari Yadif by Knossos as well. Apparently even if we hold as a rule, Modu B'Knas Pater. But if there's a, what if there's a Bari Kenegdo? If there's a Bari Kenegdo, we shouldn't say that. And yet that's the klal. The klal is always by Modu B'Knas Pater. So what we said was that Lulei Divrei HaTosfos, Bari V'Shem B'Barav doesn't apply to Knossos. And we spoke about the difference in Knas and Mammon, that Knas is created by the Beis Din. Whereas Mammon, it's the Maisa that creates the Chi of Mammon. The Halva, the Nezek, whatever it may be. Whereas Knas is created by the Beis Din. And we said that Hoidaz Baal Din was Pshat in Hoidaz Baal Din. Hoidaz Baal Din is He's being made on the chiyuv, not on the ma'isa. He's not neman to be mevara the ma'isa, only the chiyuv. Whereas edim are believed on the ma'isa. We said that migu is also a klapi the chiyuv, not klapi the ma'isa. That's why migu is compared to hayda. Okay, my rabbi said that's tamtzis hadvarim b'zeh kfi she'amarnu zeh hashiur hashlishi b'mispar. בקצות החושן, בסימן למד, סעיף קטן דלד, הוא הביא את דברי התז, שנקט בפשיטות, שעדוס מיוחדס לא ימהני בכנס. יש מושג של עדוס מיוחדס. עדוס מיוחדס can be that you have two people who see the ma'isa from a different vantage point and they don't see each other. That's called עדוס מיוחדס. Or by Mamanus, עדוס מיוחדס means that two people are made, that Ruvein owes Shimon a money. They just hold it to the difference. One person says it was on Yom Rishon, the other person says it was on Yom Sheni. They're being made on the same mana, they're just different. They're being made on a mana, just different manas. So the Taz says that Eidus Miuchedus is not effective to be Mechayev a Knas. And the Ktsois is Masig on the Taz, the Dafka by Dine Nefoshes, you need Ri'iyah Ka'achas, the Hagoda Ka'achas. Ava by Dine Mominis, Eidus Miuchedes is effective, and Knas Shavu L'Din Mammon B'Zeh. So it's just like by Mammonis, we allow for Eidus Miuchedes. So too, Knas is the same as Mammon. It's like by Mammon, Eidus Miuchedes is okay, so too by Knas it's okay. It works. The Nesivis is Miyashiv the Taz, that when there are not two Edim on the same Maisa, for example, one person's made that he sees Ruvain's axe gores today, and the other person says that he saw it gore a different day. That's not going to be effective. When it comes to them being made about a knas, edus miuchedes, They're both made on Negichas, just on different days. That's Eidus Miuchedes. That is not going to be effective. And he compares this, Ayin Shaman and Nesivis, to that we require B'Kiddushin, Eidim L'Chalois HaKiddushin. You need Eide Chalois by Kiddushin. You don't just need Eidim. To clarify that the Maisa happen, but you need Eidim to create the Chalois. There's no Chalois, there's no Kiddushin is not effective unless you have two Eidim. And for this reason, you can't have one Eid in the morning and one Eid in the evening. And so too with respect to a knas, Eid Beis Din has to incriminate the person on this maisa. And since Beis Din can't be mechayvim on this maisa, because this maisa only has one Eid, right? Each maisa is one Eid. The maisa on Sunday of Negicha and Yom Sheni of Negicha. So each one only has one Eid. So since you can't be mechayvim on the maisa Negicha, on one maisa Negicha, you don't have two Eidim on one maisa Negicha, there's no... The Eidus is not effective. So when we're talking about Eidus Miuchedes, that they are being made on separate Maisim, it's not going to work. Just like by Kiddushin. They need to be made on the same Maisa. That's what creates the Chalais. Now that the Nesivis was Midame, the din of Knas to the din of Eidei Chalois by Kedushin is Tamua, like the Ktsos already comments in his Meshoyev Nesivis. Nevertheless, it would seem that the Nesivis is correct, that it would not work. You cannot have separate Eidim being made on a Knas. In other words, they say one person says he was Mechayev Knas one day, and the other person says he's Mechayev Chuyev and a Knas a different day. The Nesivis is correct. Why? Because that by Dinei Mamnis, Eidus Miuchedis is effective. We see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 30a that even though Almana de Masid Hai, like a Masid Hai, and the Mana, and the money that one person is testifying to, the other person is not testifying to, nevertheless, they're mitzareif because they're both testifying about a mana. Mishum da mana ba'alma talvayu kamisade. They're both testifying about a mana. Ve'akavana. The avdal kol ma'isa bifnei atzmo ein lenu ela eid echod. Even though in each individual ma'isa we only have one witness. Mikol makom klapei chiyuv mana yesh lefaneinu beis eidim. When we talk about the chiyuv mana, we have two eidim. We have two eidim saying that Ruvein knows Shimon a mana. And if so, davka by mammon, this is shaykh. Sof kol sof, he owes him $100. So Reuven says he owes him, Levi says he owes him $100, Yehuda says he owes him $100. They're testifying about a different hundred, but they both agree that he owes him $100. As b'mamon zeh maspik, aval lo b'knas, lama? Shebemamon achiyuv chal alav ayidei etzem ha'maisa. What's mechayev a person mamon? The etzem maisa. The etzem halva, the etzem choyv, is mechayev him. So it's sufficient to have edus, even though they're testifying about a different money, so they're both being testifying about the same amount, ze maspik lanu. That suffices for us. But by knas, haribiyarnu, that the chiyuv is not nigmar by the maisa. The obligation does not end when there's a maisa. Rather, you need a beis din. Asher yarshiyun Elohim, the beis din creates the maisa, creates the chiyuv. And Beis Din therefore has to be mevarer the maisa in order to be mechayiv him. V'im kacha, lo dai lekabel edutan klapei achiyuv. Ela tzorich edus al etzem ha-maisa. U'mishum kach, lo imahani edus miyuchedes. Kevan shal kol maisa bifnei atzmo, ein lanu ela ed echad. Here you need an edus on the etzem ha-maisa. Not on the chiyuv. In other words, Beis Din wants to paskin. In order for Beis Din to paskin, Beis Din needs to know that there was a the maisa that happened, and they don't have to aid them on a specific maisa, and therefore edus miyuchedus is not going to work, because on each maisa there's only one aid. But by mamon, the chiyuv is chal de etzem ha-maisa. In other words, he already owes him. Just because of the maisa that Reuven gave Shimon $100, Shimon owes Reuven $100. And therefore it's enough for the Edom to come. Each Ed comes and testifies about 100 on a different day. In other words, each Ed is testified. We don't have two Edom on the maisa. We have two Edom on the chiyuv. But that's all you need, because the maisa was already mechayev. Beis Din doesn't need to know about the Maisa. Beis Din just needs to know about the Chiyuv. Because the Maisa is already Mechayiv. Once the Maisa was already Mechayiv, Beis Din can say, listen, the Maisa we don't know. But we know that there's a Chiyuv. And Beis Din doesn't need to know about the Maisa. All Beis Din needs to know about is the Chiyuv. They need to receive Eidus about the Chiyuv. Beis Din just needs to receive edus about the chiyuv, but the maisa itself they don't have edim. They don't have to wait them on the same maisa, but they do have edim on the chiyuv. So they can say, okay, you're chayiv. We have to wait them on the chiyuv. You're chayiv. And the fact that we don't know about the maisa is a lo mafriya, because we don't have to know. Us, the Beis Din, we don't have to know about the maisa. The maisa itself is mechayiv without us. But by knas, they create the chiyuv. The only way they can create the chiyuv is if they know about the maisa. When they're creating a chiyuv, it's predicated on a maisa. They have to know about the maisa. If they don't know about the maisa, then they can't create that chiyuv. So mele by knas, edus miyuchedus wouldn't work. Mashen came by mammon, that the chiyuv, the maisa was mechayiv without the Beis Din. So mele, all Beis Din needs to know about is the chiyuv, and they can extract from the chiyuv that there was a maisa. But they don't need to know about the maisa. So mamela edus miyuchedus is going to work. But by knas, where they need to create the chiyuv, if they don't know about the maisa, then they can't create a chiyuv. They heard about the chiyuv. They heard by edus miyuchedus shor nagach biyom rishon shor nagach biyom sheni, but that's not enough, because in order for them to paskin that there's a chiyuv knas, there has to be a maisa which was mechayiv knas. They have to know about a maisa which was mechayiv knas, and if they don't know, then they have no right to paskin the chiyuv. So they only have one aid for the maisa. They can't paskin a chiyuv. But by mammon, the maisa is mechayiv without the Beis Din. They don't need to know about the maisa. So the mela, just to aid them about the chiyuv is enough. And the maisa, so they can say, yes, you're obligated, because the maisa obligates without the Beis Din. Just what's going to force the guy to pay the Beis Din. The Beis Din says, we know there's a chiyuv here. We don't know about the maisa. Lo mafriya lanu. Ki ha-maisa chiyev gam beladenu. ואנחנו יודעים על החיוב, אז אתה חייב. אבל בכנס, כדי ליצור את הכנס, הם צריכים להיות מבוסס על מעשה שהם מודעים לו. הם לא מודעים פה למעשה, אז מילא הם לא יכולים לחייב. ובזה נראה לבאר את סוגיית הגמרא בבב מציע. דעתינן למילא חיוב שבועה בהדועס עדים בקל וחומר מוי דועס פיו. הגמרא מפורסמת בתחילת מסכת בבא מציע. זה מפורסמת כי היא מפורסמת כי בכל הישיבות לומדים. אז אנחנו באים ללמוד בחיוב שבועה. That there's going to be a חיוב שבועה בהדועס עדים. When עדים testify about a חיוב. And we're going to learn that from הידועס פיו. Just like Hoidas Piv is Mechayiv HaMeshvua, so too Hadas Edom is Mechayiv HaMeshvua. והגמרא מוכיחה את זה. ומה פיו שאין מחייב או ממון? מחייב או שבועה, his mouth, which isn't מחייב הממון. Is mechayev him shvua? Edim, shemechayev in oisoy mamon, ein oidin shemechayev in oisoy shvua. Edim that are mechayev him mamon, are certainly mechayev him shvua. So if his mouth, which isn't mechayev him mamon, the baal din, it obligates him to swear, bizmoida b'miktas. So edim that are mechayev him mamon, are certainly going to be mechayev him shvua. והגמרא מקשה על זה, ופיו אין מחייב עם ממון. And his mouth isn't מחייב עם ממון. והרי הידועס בו, הידועס בעל דין כמי עדים דמי. Of course his mouth is מחייב עם ממון. הידועס בעל דין is כמי עדים. אז עונה הגמרא, מי ממון כנס. You know what mamon means? When it says that his peh is not mechayiv him mamon, it means a knas. Uma piv shein mechayiv him a knas. His mouth is not mechayiv him a knas. It's mechayiv him a shvua. Edim that are mechayiv him a knas are certainly going to be mechayiv him a shvua. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel Hagmara. וצריך ביאור. אכסל כדאי תוך למימר, דפיו אין מחייב וממון. How is there a have a minute to say that his mouth is not מחייב וממון? הרי במוידה במקצס אלינון. אנחנו מדברים פה על מוידה במקצס. אם זה מוידה במקצס, אז באותו מקצס שהוא הוידה בו, הוא מסחייב על פי הוידה עושוי. וזהו המחייב הוא שהוא על שער המון שכופר בו. שהרי מיקי הוא זה יופין הנאמונס על הוידה עוש בעל דין. כמו שכסב רשי בקידושן, סמכי עמוד בייז, אין קצויס בסימן ג' מוסיף קוטן בייז. ודאי אין לומר כלל שזו גוף הקושיס הגמורה. ופי ואין מוחייב וממון ועד אז בעל דין כמי עדים דמי. זאת אומרת, how can the Gemara say that his peh is not מוחייב וממון? We're talking about a מוידה במקצס. What's מוידה במקצס? There's a chov of 100, he admits 50 and he denies 50. So his mouth is מוחייב ומשווה, right? On the 50 that he's denying. But the same mouth is מוחייב וממון on the 50 he's admitting to. So what's b'chlal the have amina to say that his peh is not mechayev him mamon? It is. In that same miktsas, moide b'miktsas, in the miktsas he's moide and he's chayev. Because from ki hu zeh, where you learn a shuas moide b'miktsas, you also learn hadas bal din. Like Rashi writes in the Kiddushin 65b and see also the ktsos, sim and gimel, sif, kot and beis. So Mikihu Zeh, we learn Hadas Baal Din, and we also learn the Shavua. So Mimela, it's the same. So what's the Gemara saying? Well, Ma Peh Shein Mechayv O'Mamen. We're talking about Moedim Mimiktsas. Of course it's Peh Mechayv O'Mamen. And you can't say that's Pshat in the Kasha of the Gemara, right there. Upivein Mechayv O'Mamen, Ayv Hadas Baal Din Kameidim Dami. No, that's not. That's talking about in general when he's Moedim. But even here in the Moedim Mimiktsas case, his pez machayv him moment. As ma pshat bagimore. Ma pshat bagimore. As lefit vareno, shal lomar, omer moreno varabeno rocha yeshiva zatsa, shal lishmo, ulizichro, tahavat nefesh. Yesh lomar, shevadai yadinan, the piv machayv a moment. Midina dohidoz baldin. Elekevan, she'eno inemon bohido levarid etzem hamaise, elrak klape hachiyuv, choshvina le de'ein mechayv imamon. But definitely speaking, we know that his pez mechayv imamon from the din of hodoz baldin. But since he's not neman in his hoido, to be mevarer the etzem ha-maise. He's only neman on the chiyuv. So we consider it that the pez not mechayiv him mamon. Because his pez not, we don't believe him about the maise. And that's the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is kacha. That if his mouth, the impiv, she'ein neman levarer ha-maise, his mouth is not neman to be mevara the mice of what happened. And yet that same mouth, which is not naman to be mevara the mice, that same mouth, which is not naman the vara ha-maisa, but it is mechayiv him ashvu al ashar, he has to swear on the rest. Certainly b'hadoas edim, or ne'amanim levarer es guf ha-maise, they can, they're stronger, they can be mevarer the guf ha-maise, so they should certainly be mechayiv ha-mishvua. Ad al zeh mevusas ha-kal v'chomer, al yisod hazeh, al yisod shelanu. That he himself is not ne'aman levarer ha-maise, he's only ne'aman on the chiyuv, and yet he can be mechayiv himself ha-shvua. So kol shekein b'hado ha-seidim, that they're ne'aman levarer es guf ha-maise, so they can also be mechayiv. Hey, Shvu'eh. Ay, frag the Gemara. We paskin, ma ba'al hodaz ba'al din, k'me'a edim dami. As ma kushya shel ha'gemara. As ain't a kavana lachzor. Ain't a kavana lachzor mehanacha zor. Shel ne'amanut shel piv rak klapei achiyuv. The Gemara is not retracting its original assumption that he's only ne'aman klapei achiyuv. He's only believed vis-a-vis the actual application and not as to what actually had transpired. But the kasha is that sof sof, since legabei hachmilsa duhu mechuyuv, hoidas piv ke'edim, vis-a-vis his obligation, his admission, is like Edim. So if so, there's no kal v'chomer. Why is there no kal v'chomer? Because there's no nafkamina that the maisa wasn't misbar al yado. Because sof kol sof, the tachlis is, we come to the same result. And what's the result? The result is that the pez mechayiv him. In a chinami, the peh doesn't have the same koach as Edim, but sof kol sof, the peh is mechayiv him. The peh obligates him when he admits. So since the peh obligates him when he admits, so memela, you can't say that Edim are stronger. You don't have a kal v'chomer, even though his peh is only mechayiv him out to the chiyuv and the Edim are mevara the ma'isa. But sof sof, the peh is mechayiv him. So, in the middle, you have no kal v'chomer. Because Pei is Mechayvim Mammon and Mechayvim Shvua. So that's no, that's Edom isn't more Chamor. That's Mechayv Mammon, it should certainly be Mechayv Shvua. Ulfi ze, Klevayera Terutz HaGemara. Ma Terutz HaGemara? Terutz HaGemara hu, Mai Mammon Knas. You know, when we said Mammon, that is Pez not Mechayv him Mammon, what we meant is Knas. As a low Kal V'chomer Chadash she'anachu lomdim miKnas. It's the same Kal V'chomer that we learned earlier. That we learned Mehoidoas Piv she'ena mevareret et ha'maise v'afilu hachim mechayv v'shvue. Hoidoas Piv is not mevareret maise, nevertheless it's mechayv v'shvue. By Mammon, there's no nafkamina that the Maitzah was a Mizbar because sof. His pez machayev him. The Chiyuv was Mizbarer. We clarified the fact that he owes. So therefore the Gemara says, Vos menk Mammon. Ma kavana Mammon. Kavana le knas. Knas. The hakreusa dohidoas piv. Loi mahanya levar gufa maise. Yesh bo nafkamina klapi knas. Amarnu she'ein nafkamina ki sof sof. Yesh et ota tozaa. We said we have the same result, right? We said that by Peh is machayiv himself. Mammon. Just like Edom. You're right, here he's only believed by Peh, he's only believed on the chiyuv. And by his belief on the maise, but sof sof, they're both machayiv him. As a Gemara omeret, lo, tistakel al knas. The Gemara is modifying its terror, saying it's not regular mom, it's knas. V'sham yesh nafkamina. By momen ain't nafkamina, but by knas yesh nafkamina. Ki lemaisa peh mikivan shehapeh eino mevarer et hamaisa hapeh rak mevarer et achiyuv. So his peh can't be mechayiv him a knas. Because in order for Beis Din to be mechayiv him the knas, they have to know about the maisa. It has to be predicated upon their knowledge of the maisa. They need to know about the maisa in order to be mechayiv him a knas, because they're creating the chiyuv. When they're creating the chiyuv, they need more. When they're not creating the chiyuv, like by mammon, so all they need to know is about the chiyuv, and they can be mechayiv him based on knowing about the chiyuv, because the maisa was already mechayiv. But if they're creating a chiyuv, they need more. They need to know about the maisa. And by knas, they don't know about the maisa based on haidoas piv. And that's what we saw in the Rashba in the previous shir, that the chiyuv knas is chala idi harshas beisin. Him yotzrim et chiyuv knas, the beisin. Ve'en yecholim laharshiyoi v'la'asoysoi mechuyov ela kishenizbarer lahem ha'maisa. U'mishum kach mima'atinan marshiya atzmai. They can't be marshia him. They cannot incriminate him and make him a chuyiv unless they know about the maisa. And therefore we exclude marshia atzmai. Why do we exclude marshia atzmo? Because the maisa is not misbara, the maisa isn't clarified al yedei hoda'asa. That's Gufa the Shakal of Tariya here in the Gemara. Gemara starts talking about Mammon. Says Mammon, Peh is not Mechayiv him. And then we say, sure, oh, sure it is. Sof, sof, it's Mechayiv him because you're right, we don't believe about the Maisa, we don't believe about the Chiyu, but sof, sof, his Peh is Mechayiv him. We say, no. Knas. His Peh is not Mechayiv him and a Knas for the same reason. Because by Knas, basically needs to know about the Maisa and his Peh. It's Shvacher. It's Peh. It's not mevarer a maisa. It's only mevarer a chiyuv. And that's why you have to have a harshas beis for harshas beis din. Knas, there's no chiyuv knas al yedei harshas atzmo. You need a beis din. And beis din, if there's harshas atzmo, they don't know about the maisa, they only know about the chiyuv. They know about the chiyuv, they can't be marshia him. They can't incriminate him. Ad kan mahalif nichla, morai v'rabotai. When you hear such Torah, medarf tanzen oifen dach, you should then be dancing on the roof. Snamish. It's Pillay Plos, Rabbi say. Pillay Plos. Pillay Plos. Hold on, the Nike time. Kilay Lam Chazda. Baruch Ali Yehenu Shebuchanu Lichvoidoi. Vivdilanu Menatayim. Benosan Lanu Toyras MS. And not that they only did God give us a Toyras MS. Abel Nochmer. Vichaye Oilam Nata Besaychenu. As Yishlanu Gambo Elam Hazze. Vigambo Elam Haba. Elamai Yishlanu Boilam Hazze. Asacho Elam Haba Oichet. Baruch Hashem. God is so good to us. ולפי כל המבואר, אז אנחנו עכשיו מגיעים לנקודה. ולפי כל המבואר, נראה, זה לא ישייך כלל דין הדבורי ושם הבורי עודיף, גבי כנס. Unlike the Hanoch of Tosfos, we want to claim now, lule divrei Tosfos, if not for what they had said, that the din of bori v'shem is nishayich in a case of knas. כי למדנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, מי שרוצה לדעת, השיעורים שלנו על מסכת כתובות, אנחנו הולכים בדרכו של מורנו ורבינו מרן ראש הישיבה, בדרך כלל, לא תמיד, אבל בסדרה שלנו על מסכת כתובות, גם גידן וקידושן, דרך אגב, אבל עכשיו אנחנו עוסקים בכתובות, בכתובות השיעורים מבוססים על תורת מורנו ורבינו ראש הישיבה. אז באחד מהשיעורים האחרונים ביארנו, על פי תורתו, that the reason of Bori Odif is not a beirur that mistabir kitvorov. It's not pshat that if he's Bori, if he's sure, that it means that it makes more sense that he's telling the truth. No. It's just a stronger taina. Bori Odif, because it's a stronger taina. That's why. And that's only shayich by mamon. By a moment, it's a stronger taina. But by a knas, that the chiyuv is eino nigmar al yedei psak based in, harei tzarich lehitbarer, lefnei am guf ha-maise, kidei shiyuchlu ligmar ha-adin, v'lasoy se mechuyev. V'taynas bori, the loy mahani levar aguf ha-maisa loy mahani klal b'knas. But by knas, the chiyuv is created by the psak based in. So they have to know about the maisa. To create a chiyuv, they have to know about the maisa. And bori is not mevarer the maisa. That I screamed it now? That's the yisur ha-svar. Bori is not mevarer for us the maisa. So memela bori isn't going to help us by knas. So moide b'knas potter applies even if the other side is bori. Even if the other side is Bari. Because by a knas, even though the other side is Bari, normally you go with the Bari, if you hold Bari Vishem Bari, because it's a stronger taina. So basically it goes with the taina to be Mechai, but that's by Momen. But by knas, they need to be Mevar the Etzma Maisa. And his Bari is not Mevar the Maisa. So Mela, we stick to our guns that Moedib Kenas is Pater. So that would resolve the question of Tosfos, right? Because Tosfos asked from Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. That in one of Rav Yehuda holds an hour sugya, Bori Adif, but in Bava Kama, he says, Lav Bori Adif. But in Bava Kama, he's talking about Kenas. So of course, lav bari adif, because we're dealing with a knas. But the question is, so what's Tosfos going to do now? Tosfos did ask their kasha. So we have to now engage in a defense of Tosfos. So it could be that Tosfos only said their vort, that there's bari v'shem and bari adif, by the knas of Palga Niska. But by other knasos, they agree that it's not shaykh to have a din of Bari Adif. And the knas of Palga Niska is different than other knasos, as we are going to see. Bli neder. And that, sweet friends, brings us to the next chapter of our lives of this sugya. Boy, is this exciting. Okay? So that's our avodah in the Kimmud Gishir. To prove that only by Palga Niska, by Chatzi Nezek, only there we say that Bari Adif. But normally not. Even Taisus will agree with our Yisod. Is that exciting? Oh ma. Bevadai shezeh exciting. Moray v'rabotai, ani modeh lechem me'od al ha'azana. Ani mekaveh she'ahazana hayta areva aleichem. Kfi she'mesirat ha'shi'ur hayta areva alei. Ze mesamech oti me'od rabotai, ein lechem mosag. הקדוש ברוך הוא טוב ומיטיב, ואני מרגיש מאושר שיכולנו לברר את זה ביחד. And if any points were unclear, you can always feel free to contact me. Free tarti mashma, it's free. Even though for a Torah like this, midarf tzol and a sach sum of geld, usually for such Torah you should have to pay a lot of money for this Torah, and it comes for free, unfortunately. And I get the sense, and myself also, I don't properly appreciate Torah because it's all free. We used to appreciate Svarim, but today you can, you know, download the 60,000 plus free books on Hebrew books, right? So it's free. It's free. And then you have Yetzer HaChochma, you get the Yetzer HaChochma, you know, costs. But once you buy it, so now you have 100 and, you know, whatever it is, well over 100,000 Svarim for free. And Bechlal Svarim aren't very expensive, especially sometimes you go to these used Svarim stores and outside of shuls, they have svarim, and you could pick up a 5 shekel, 10 shekel. We have to appreciate it's Torah; it's worth millions, millions. Someone once went to Rav Gustman and asked him, "Wanted to buy a sefer? Kama ze shaveh? Ze shaveh millionim, but I'll sell it to you for 20 shekel." Anyway, mashu kaze. So bezrat Hashem, anachu namshich. ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.